I know some of you are just rolling out of bed and you may not make it to church this morning. Don't worry, I've got you covered. I've got a word from the Lord for YOU. God's word will bring you victory each and every day of your life. In the book of Proverbs, the Bible says that God's word will give you wisdom, understanding, discretion, happiness, joy, security, and a solid foundation to stand on each and every day of your life. So this morning, I want to give you an opportunity to receive God's word so you can bear his fruit in your life. And this morning, to help us to better understand the Word of God, we have Evangelist June McKinnon. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Brother Slade. This morning, I'm delighted to be here to share the Word of God. I'll just open with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you this morning for your love and kindness and your tender mercies. Thank you for this day that you have made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. I pray, Lord God, that as your word go forward, that many lives will be changed. And if there's any among us that don't know you as Lord and Savior, that today is the day of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for all what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This morning, the message I will share with you, it's really a review of an event that took place in the Gospel of John, recorded by John the Apostle. The title of my message is A Man Called Jesus. The event took place just after Jesus encountered a situation with the Pharisees, and Jesus told the Pharisees, "Before Abraham was, I am." Oh, this offended them greatly, and the Jews took up stones to throw at him. Jesus hid himself and went out from the temple, going through the midst of them. It was after this incident, we read in John chapter 9, this event occurred. This was a very important event in the fact that it was a teaching moment for the disciples. And John chapter 9 states, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and he made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way thereof and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him." But he said, "I am he." Therefore said they unto him, "How were thine eyes opened?" He answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight." A man called Jesus. You see, at this teaching moment, Jesus responded to the disciples' question, did the man sin or did his parents? They were focused on the wrong thing, instead of being focused on who caused the sin. Jesus wanted them to be focused on ministry. A man called Jesus. This blind man did not know who Jesus was. As a matter of fact, he did not even ask to be healed. But Jesus saw that this was an opportunity for ministry. It was an opportunity to do God's work. And that's why we see the man not knowing who Jesus was, but had an encounter with him. He had an encounter with a man called Jesus. The blind man's healing caused much discussion. He had to answer to his neighbors. Some doubted that he was the same man because there was such a drastic change in him when he encountered Jesus. When Jesus does a miracle in your life, you are not the same. You know, the song states, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah! And I thank God for saving me. That's what happens when you meet a man called Jesus. This encounter was a very important teaching moment because it brought to the disciples the response from the religious right, from the Pharisees of the day. In verse 13 in the chapter 9 of the Gospel of John, the story continues. It said that they brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. This was the formerly blind man they brought to the Pharisees. Yes, and it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again, the Pharisee also asked him. So the questioning didn't stop. There was still great inquiry about what this man Jesus did. Therefore, the Pharisee said, this man is not of God. They doubted who Jesus was. In verse 15 it says, then again the Pharisee also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and I do see. In other words, I obeyed what the man Jesus said to me. And that's what we have to realize when we encounter him. Yeah, there is an obedience path that we have to go through. You might not understand everything at that point, but what you're required to do is to come in obedience to his word. I know someone is hearing this message this morning, that you need to come in obedience to the word of God if you want that word to come through in your life. And then it goes on in verse 16 to say, therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was much division among them. Yes, when you encounter the man Jesus, you do cause some rippling effect among those who are in your company. But you have to be determined in your heart, just like this man who was blind was determined, that he knew what has happened to him. He knew what occurred in his life, and no one can make him doubt the work of God in his life. And yes, there's going to be much division about it, but you have to stand firm on what the word of God says about you and what it has done for you. It says, but the Jews did not believe concerning him. They kept questioning the man. He opened, he said, he is a prophet. He came to that conclusion, and sometimes we, after we have an encounter with Jesus, we recognize who he is and who he represents and what he has done in our lives. But as the scripture says, the Jews did not believe concerning him that he has been blind and received his sight until they called his parents of him that has received his sight. You see, they have to go deep into the reason why this man now see. They couldn't get him to deny, so they will go and get those closest to you to see if that they can make you change your story. Or maybe those close to you can cause some situation to make it look like this really didn't happen. So they called his parents. And the scripture says, and they asked them, saying, is this your son, who say he was born blind? Now then, that he now see? And his parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. So you see the dilemma here. They say, don't ask us, go back to my son. They don't want to say anything that will disrupt the relationship that they will have with his son. But there's also an underlying situation here. It says those words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews has agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Being put out of the synagogue was a crucial thing. That's where they did their worship. That's part of community. That's like being set aside. It was like having leprosy. The lepers were not allowed to come into the synagogue. It was terrible to be put out. So there, what is the new tactic the Jews use? Fear. And that's what happens when you decide to walk with Jesus. Yes, there's going to be some who will come and try to instill fear in you so that you would not proceed along those lines. Yes, they might have put fear in the parents, but this man stood strong. Yes, they asked him again. The scripture says in verse 24, then again they came to the man. When they couldn't get the parents to turn against, and the parents stood in a fearful condition because they were scared, they were being put out of the synagogue. They were going to be asked to leave the church. But no, this man, they go back to him again. In verse 24, they said, and again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. And he answered and said, whether he's a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, and now I see. You see, you could not take that from him. He has started to testify of what the Lord has done in his life. What a man called Jesus did for him. Nothing the Jews could have done, nothing the Pharisees in their great theology could have done to change him from the position that he had an encounter with Jesus. And now we see that the Pharisees got very theological on him. And they told him, and the scripture said, when they spoke to him again, He answered them and said, I have told you already and you did not hear. Therefore, would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples? They got very offended and they got very theological on him and said, then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. You see, they go back to their history. They made their connection to Moses. And they said, we know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. So therefore, we see that they become theological on him, and so did he. And he said to them, he answered them, he did not care. He answered them and says, Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, he doeth his will, him he heareth. Yes, in verse 34 it says, that he answered and said unto him, thou art altogether born in sin, and thou dost not teach us, and they can't cast him out. Yes, they cast him out, but they cast him out into Jesus' presence, and Jesus was there ready to receive him. And there he worshiped him. Yes, there is a before and after you meet the man called Jesus. John Newton, the writer of Amazing Grace, yes, he did meet a man called Jesus. And that's why he penned the song that we all sing today with such things. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, and now I see. Have you met the man named Jesus? If you do, you will now see. Amen.